This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Explosions rocked the southern Ukrainian city of Mykolaiv on Saturday, the mayor said, at the end of the week in which Russian missiles have slammed into an apartment block and a shopping mall in other cities, killing dozens of people. Air raid sirens sounded in the Mykolaiv region, which borders the vital Black Sea port of Odessa. Striking Paris airport workers said on Saturday they would stage another walkout at the French capital's main international hub from July 8th through 10th to press their pay demands, signaling further disruption for early summer travelers. Ground staff at Charles de Gaulle Airport have staged a series of strikes to demand a wage hike to cushion the pain of inflation, emboldened by booming demand for air travel and staff shortages caused in part by the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of Australians joined raucous protests across the country on Saturday against the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. The Supreme Court last week overturned the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling, restoring the ability of individual states to ban abortion. An Iranian-flagged tanker seized by Greece in April, part of whose cargo was confiscated by the U.S., was being towed to the port of Piraeus on Saturday, Greek Coast Guard officials said. This after Greek authorities approved its release. For over 2 months, the Iranian-flagged Lana has been anchored off the Greek island of Evia in a diplomatic impasse, which strains Athens' relations with Tehran amid growing tensions between Iran and the United States. For more stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China will loosen entry restrictions on U.S. citizens, allowing entrance in case of transit via a third country. Notices issued by the Chinese embassy in Washington said it's a relaxing of rules imposed in Beijing's strive to curb COVID-19. China's dynamic COVID-zero policy, which aims to minimize the risk of infected travelers arriving from abroad, has resulted in many barriers to international travel, from the renewal of passports for Chinese citizens to tough quarantine requirements upon arrival. In one of his first legislative acts, newly inaugurated Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has vetoed a bill sponsored by his lawmaker sister that would have created a special economic zone north of the capital, the presidential office said Saturday. Marcos took office on June 30th after winning the May election by a landslide. He has inherited over $200 billion in government debt, driven by his predecessor's pandemic response and the impact on the economy. At least five people were killed and over 80 injured by a magnitude 6.1 earthquake in southern Iran early on Saturday, state media reported, with the area also hit soon after by two strong quakes of up to 6.3 in magnitude, some 24 tremors, two with magnitudes of 6.3 and 6.1 respectively, followed the 2 a.m. local time quake that flattened a village near Iran's Gulf Coast. The German city of Hamburg will ration hot water for private households and limit the maximum heating temperature in the event of an acute gas shortage, its environment senator said, as Germany braces for possible outages of Russian gas imports. Germany moved last month to stage two of its three-tier emergency gas plan after Russia reduced deliveries via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. More than two dozen crew on an engineering vessel with 30 people on board were missing after it snapped in two in waters off Hong Kong as Tropical Storm Chaba passed through, authorities said. Three crew members were rescued, and search and rescue operations were continuing for others about 300 kilometers southwest of the city, according to the Hong Kong Government Flying Service. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.